We came to Benidorm on the 4th of March for our family holiday. It was myself and Ben, my husband, and Millie and Kobe. And yeah, we were having a good week, a good few days. Mm-hmm. Then on Friday, the 8th of March, we were getting ready to go to the shops in Benidorm, and Millie actually fell in our hotel room, and it gets tiled floors. But she was okay. You know, she cried and she was fine then. Mm-hmm. And we headed off to the shops, and Millie, she actually fell asleep. She normally sleeps for a couple of hours, like, so it was normal, but we noticed that she was getting really warm. So we took her out of her pram, and she actually got sick. So alarm bells kind of went off, and we were over an hour away from our hotel. So we literally ran back, and we took her clothes off to get her into the bath and stuff, you know, try and get her to cool down. And we noticed that there was like a, what we thought was a bruise on her left shoulder. Mm-hmm. So we went to the hospital in Benidorm, and she got an x-ray, and they were happy with her, but they wanted us to come back on the Saturday morning just to look at it again and to see a pediatric doctor. So on the Saturday morning, then we got up and we noticed that the mark on her shoulder was worse. And whenever we pulled back the curtains, like, her eyes, she started blinking really funny. So that kind of panicked me. I knew I read something before, you know, about a child, especially if they're sensitive to light.
Yes, yes.
So we headed back to the hospital, and they were so quick. You know, the pediatric doctor came, saw Millie, and straight away she sent her for a CT scan, another x-ray on her shoulder, an x-ray on her chest, and then they done bloods. So we were waiting, and they came back to us and said that everything was clear bar the bloods. They said that the components in her blood wasn't good. And then they made the decision that they wanted to transfer me and Millie to the hospital here in Valencia. So me and Millie came here that evening. Ben and Kobe headed back to the hotel in Benidorm to start packing the bags. And so we came here, and the pediatric doctor had got an email from the hospital in Benidorm, and straight away she was hooked up to antibiotics and fluids. And I didn't really know what was going on. I'm still kind of convinced that maybe she was concussed or something. So the doctor then spoke to me and said that she was very sick. I didn't really know what she was trying to say. Mm-hmm. But within an hour, she was admitted into ICU. I was told just to wait outside. I was phoning my husband and stuff, didn't know what was happening. But when I went into ICU then, I saw that she was hooked up to every machine going. She was on a heart monitor.
That must have been incredibly difficult, Gemma, to see. It takes a while to get over something like that.
It was unbelievable. Mm. Do you know, when I went into the ward there, I was met by two pediatric doctors and five nurses just standing beside her. And I still didn't really know, and I just was saying, like, what's happening? Thank God they had really good English. Mm-hmm. And the nurse just told me that Millie had sepsis, and they were pretty sure that she had meningitis, but she was very weak. They had to pump plasma transfusions and platelet transfusions into her to try and get her strong enough to do a lumbar puncture.
Wow.
So I just asked, was she going to be okay? And at that time, they just said that she was critical and they didn't know. So,
and is the
they were so good.
Is the fall that you talked of earlier on, is that linked to her getting the bacterial meningitis or sepsis, or is that part of the story because you thought that maybe was what causing her ill health?
No, do you know, as the doctors had said to us, it was nearly like a blessing that Millie fell.
Right.
Because it nearly brought the sepsis to a head on her shoulder.
Aha, I get you. Know, brought it to the surface. Yep.
Yeah, it literally just looked like a bruise. So I rang my husband, and then we decided then to start making phone calls home. Ben's mum and sister then actually flew out to us on the Sunday, I think, that mm-hmm. Sunday evening. They kind of took over watching Kobe and stuff for us, and we were just at the hospital, and they were so good. Like, they gave us a room just on the same corridor as ICU.
Wow.
So we were right beside the ward. And, yeah. So
how's Millie responding now to the medicine, to the treatment, Gemma?
Unbelievable. Like, the doctors have said, and they keep calling every day that they come in, they just call her a little miracle, because they basically told me and Ben a couple of days ago that they didn't think that she would be here.
Oh, wow.
So they can't believe it. They said that they're amazed at how far that she has come in such a short space of time.
Mm-hmm. How long is it expected, and please God, and all that's holy, that she continues on the right path, Gemma? But have you been given any indication from the hospital as to how long her stay might be there, or what's the what is the progression of her treatment and so on?
So normally they have said that for a case like Millie's, it's 21 days on antibiotics before they can talk about us going home. At the minute, though, she's responding so well to it, and they don't want to get our hopes up,
mm-hmm.
like that there is a possibility that she could continue a few days of the treatment orally from home. But because of the sepsis starting in her shoulder, they're focusing on the shoulder at the minute. Mm-hmm. So there's like a skin specialist and stuff that has come to see it, and I think they're coming back today or tomorrow to look at it, just to see if and when the scab starts to come off, if there's any damage done to the skin underneath, and if there's anything else that we're going to have to do to the shoulder.
Yeah. No, but, I mean, obviously...
As me and Ben have said.
Yeah, obviously, look, it's a... I think lots of us are in the same situation. You know, you gather up the money for the holiday, but you can't necessarily account for, maybe loss of earnings or having to stay there, hotels or what have you. Now, Cora set up a GoFundMe page with a modest goal of €500. Since that was launched...
Yeah.
375 people have donated over €14,000. I think we're always sort of... We're always uncomfortable with receiving stuff off other people, so I don't know if that's how you feel, Gemma,
yeah.
But you know what I mean? Because it's kind of like,
yeah.
But at the same time, what the important thing is here, what an expression of support and love from all of those people that have donated over €14,000 so far. It must be nice.
It's honestly like, that's one of the main reasons then that I think the family, when I was talking to them this morning, when I said I would come on, because like me and Ben will never, ever be able to thank everybody for the kindness and the generosity. Like, it's honestly, like, it's really overwhelming. It's literally unbelievable. And like, we'll never be able to thank everybody individually. But we are like so, so grateful for absolutely everything and the support from back home. But we have been in contact with the Meningitis Research Foundation, and we're going to make a donation to them, and we're also going to make a donation to the paediatric ICU unit here before we come home.
Brilliant.
Because like they've never ever seen anything like the care that Millie has received and the support that they've given us. It's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. But it also gives you, I think that's lovely as well, and it's a lovely thing to do. But I think the initial generosity gives you and Ben the space to just deal with the emotional journey and the physical journey for Millie and getting her better and getting her home. And I would say you're at the point whereby you'd love to get a home, but you don't want to take any risks either. If it is best that she stays on the drip of antibiotics, well, then so be it. You don't want to rush it, do you?
Exactly. No, exactly. Like, as much as we're missing home and friends, family, and especially Kobe, as long as she's okay and she comes home with us, that's all that we want.
Mm-hmm. And there's a big, loads of ads on at the moment here at home about sepsis and looking out for the signs and all of that. And they look at yous out on your family holiday, and it's sepsis and bacterial meningitis. I'm not exactly sure how she acquired that. Are you? Do you know, have they been able to tell you? Like, did this something she probably caught off someone else? Or is there any indication in relation to that?
We don't actually know. No, like, we did have to fill out a form, and, like, they're trying to obviously go back themselves just to find out, but they did. They do think that it was from somewhere in Benidorm.
Okay.
But we don't know.
Right, Gemma, I won't take up much more of your time. I'm really, really pleased that Millie is responding so well to the medicine, and hopefully she continues on that same path. And listen, it's good, isn't it nice? It's nice when we need each other, that we're all there for each other. And that's a really positive thing as well. And as you said already, it's helping you and Ben through this situation, and hopefully you have Millie home soon.
Yeah, and I just want to say thank you again, honestly. Thank you doesn't seem like much at the minute, but we really, really do appreciate absolutely everything.